The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, October the 25th. We have one guest today, Jennifer Flink from the Boone County Museum and Galleries.
Yes.
I like adding galleries there. And I said, how long has that been? You said, well, it's been about a year that you've been calling it and galleries.
Well, it kind of gives people a sense it's not just the society's clubhouse. It is a destination. I mean, it's a place we have, the Historical Society manages four venues in Nifong Park. We manage the Walters History Museum and the Montminy Art Gallery. And then we also manage the historic Maplewood House in partnership with the City of Columbia. And then we manage Boone Junction, which is our collection of little houses, little historic houses.
The Junction.
Yeah. Yes, the Junction.
Yeah,
Boone Junction.
Junction. Okay, so that's why Boone County Museum and Galleries. That sounds very nice.
It lets people know that, hey, there's something to see when you come out here, you know.
And so what do you want to talk about today
that's in the galleries? Well, we've got some great events coming up. As usual, we have our monthly book talk, and coming up in just a week or so, we'll have Kathy Salter, our noted local columnist, and she will be talking. She'll be with us November 3rd to talk about writing for National Geographic. So we're really looking forward to that. I think she's going to have some photographs along with that that she'll display, and some copies of publications, some of her past publications that she's written.
I am always amazed at both Kit and Kathy.
Yes, absolutely.
They are really special people.
They are. They're wonderful friends and wonderful friends to the society.
I do not know how they do everything that they do. Actually, I think there must be two or three different Kit
clones.
And Kathy Salters.
Yes.
Because it seems like they're in different places at the same time.
Absolutely.
They do an awful lot for the community.
They do, and they're such good friends, personal friends, and then such good friends of the society. We are so grateful to have their leadership and their involvement.
So she's doing a book talk on November 3rd.
Right. And as I always tell people, we also will have Flower Girls pastries there, so you can come in the morning. The book talk begins at 10. You can come and grab some coffee, and there's pastries to purchase and take home with you for the day.
So that makes it a nice morning. How long does the book talk go?
It goes about an hour. Yeah.
Okay.
But there's time if you'd like to be leisurely, arrive early, sip some coffee, have some pastry, do a little shopping. You can get a book signed or whatever you need.
So that's going to be November 3rd.
That's November 3rd. And then we really begin to kick off our holidays. We will have, and I know you'll have the folks from the Spinners and Weavers Guild on coming up.
Yeah, they are. They're not too far from now.
Yeah, they'll be out at the museum and galleries. They'll have a reception on November 9th, that's a Friday, and then they'll have their exhibition and sale opens that evening, and it's a mad dash on that Friday evening to get those, especially each year they create, there's one particular weaver that creates a special animal.
And so what is a special animal?
I don't know.
Oh,
it's a secret.
You don't even know what it is?
It's a secret, right. And there is a mad dash, usually because people, they're very collectible. So the reception kicks off, it's open to everyone. Everyone can come and enjoy food and punch and do some early bird shopping on Friday, and then the sale will be open Saturday and Sunday as well.
Uh-huh.
And so folks can come
out. But the special little animal that created each year for this,
they
will be gone on Friday.
It usually is gone on Friday. In fact, the table is usually cleared. So, they usually have to reset the table Saturday morning. Anybody who's a collector will want to take note of that and plan to be in attendance.
So when is that again?
That's November 9th. It starts November 9th. And that's a Friday, and then the 10th and 11th as well.
So that's a three-day event.
Exactly.
That's a three-day event.
Exactly.
Then what else you got?
Well, then we have Thanksgiving.
Everyone can take a deep breath. So you're not having a big turkey dinner at Thanksgiving with the Salters serving it?
Maybe. We haven't firmed up plans on that yet. But I do want to let you know about, let all of the listeners know about the Women's Symphony League has selected Maplewood House, Historic Maplewood House, to be on the Holiday Home Tour this year.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And so we're so delighted to partner with them in this event. And we are really pulling out the stops and decorating Maplewood House in true Victorian style. This will be late Victorian, being an 1877 house. So we'll mm-hmm. really feature that old-fashioned kind of a look with lots of candles and lots of ambiance that will convey an old-fashioned Christmas.
Well,
everyone.
I mean, there's ambiance when you walk into that
house. I know,
anyway,
it's a great house.
When is the Women's Symphony League
that
tour?
That is December 1st.
Okay.
And it's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that is the Holiday Home Tour. It's the classic every year. The Women's Symphony League hosts
right.
that.
Now, is this the first time that the house has been on display with the Women's Symphony League?
No, it was on the tour. I think probably about 15 years ago. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, it's time for a repeat.
It is definitely time. And, you know, we have just finished an extensive amount of repair work inside. We've replastered the walls, and we have some new wallpaper that's going up. So it's a lovely time for us to be able to showcase the repairs.
So what kind of research did you do when you put the wallpaper up? You decided what
right.
to go with.
Well, we were fortunate to be able to look underneath layers of wallpaper and find old wallpaper, two or three layers. And so what we try to do is take that and match it as closely as possible. And there are some wallpaper companies that are that do reproduction wallpaper. We're not going to go to that extreme, but we are going to find something that is representative of the period.
Okay.
So the goal with a house on the historic register is to, as much as possible, retain original elements of the house and original decor of the house.
Okay.
So in going and restoring these two bedrooms, they're upstairs bedrooms, and then the ceiling over the stairwell, we were able to go right down to the plaster, removed all the old wallpaper and saved portions, and found wallpaper that was similar.
So did, when you removed it, you did save portions of
oh,
it.
Oh, absolutely.
Is it on display, or will it be on display?
We do have it. It's actually in a binder, but that's a great idea to
yes,
put it on display
it
and
on
show
display.
People. Yes,
exactly.
The
so how many
spirits.
Layers of wallpaper were there?
Well, in the what is known as the servant's bedroom, that had about five layers. But in the third bedroom, it's a traditional it's called an I form layout of the house, and this is the wing that sort of stuck out the back. That bedroom had only three layers, and
okay.
the top layer was new.
Okay.
So was contemporary. So.
All right. Well, Jennifer Flink, thank you so much for coming by.
You're
the
so
website,
welcome.
If people want information.
Yes, they can go to BooneCountyMuseum.com, and
okay.
they can take a look at our calendar and upcoming events. And if they have any questions, they can call 443-8936.
Jennifer
thank
Flink,
you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Good
tomorrow,
to talk to you.
We've got music from Simpatico, the quartet. In fact, they're going on to competition.
Absolutely.
Right? Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute, Audio Pat Acres, KBIA, our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. See you tomorrow.